Greg spelled backwards is Gerg. And we have two Gregs, so that's two Gergs. So if you said our show backwards, it would be Gerg Mad Gerg Show, whatever that is backwards.
I think it'd be Wos.
Wos.
Two guys, two mics, one name. Live from a desk deep inside the Yay Network studios, it's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, it's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Greg Oles, or Slurgergs.
Erogurg is...
Erogurg is Greg
Gree.
Yeah. So Gregles is S-L-E...
Selgurg.
Selgurg.
Yeah, you're Selgurg. And I'm
Ekajgurg.
Ekajgurg. Welcome to the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Ekajgurg.
And I'm Slurgles.
That sounds disgusting.
And on today's show, we've got some content, but first we want to pay off something we teased and we totally didn't do.
Yeah, I totally put a tease up on the Greg and Greg Show Facebook page about a nickname that my wife came up for you on Friday night.
And that is Husband 2.
Second husband. I'm not real sure how this all started, but somehow, through the course of the evening, you became second husband.
She just started asking me to do things.
Okay.
So, essentially, things that you should be doing, but you weren't there. Mm-hmm. So she went, you're Greg, and then she'd hand me something and be like, hold this. And then she'd go do something, and I'd be like, And by the end of the night, I was second husband, husband two, Greggles.
Nice.
So now that we're family.
Are you moving into the giant palatial mansion with us?
There's enough room for all of us. And I could even have my own room.
You gotta, yeah.
Or I could sleep with you guys on probably what I would imagine is a California king bed that you guys sleep in and roll around in money.
If you want to call my sheets money, then yeah. We roll around on those, but it's not like real money.
So it's not like you printed out a bunch of $100 bills from the treasury.
Right.
And then sewed them together, and that's what you sleep on.
Right, we didn't do that.
Which is what I imagine you do sleep on.
Could you imagine sleeping on actual money?
I wouldn't be comfortable.
I wouldn't be comfortable at all.
Unless you get one of those really, like, dollar bills that's been around a while, and it's been through the washing machine a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Because dollar bills are like a cotton's in there.
Like a brand new dollar bill, which it sounds
a
great.
A crispy.
Oh, a crispy sounds awesome.
Yeah.
But to sleep on it would suck.
I would not want to sleep on a crispy.
All right, let's get to some headlines.
All right.
The story here is about a man named Louis Tyler. He was 40.
Okay.
He was arrested on Tuesday and charged with trafficking marijuana. And what kind of device do you think he was transporting his drugs in?
Pez dispenser.
Close. It starts with a P.
Pogs case.
No, not Pogs. I'm trying to find out how much weed.
Pizza box.
Mm-mm.
A present participle.
No.
A past participle.
No, it has nothing to do with the English language. It's a Pac-Man machine.
He put his weed in a Pac-Man machine?
Yeah.
Is that what happens when you get Pac-Man fever? Thank you very much. Well, I am done for the day.
The only reason why I brought this story up, not because it's kind of stupid. They said it, this bail set at $75,000, but the first line of this article is why I picked this.
Okay, waka waka waka.
It says, no wonder Pac-Man wants to eat everything.
All I got to say to that is, womp womp.
Story number two. Kansas woman comes face to face with a circus tiger.
Siegfried?
No.
Roy?
It says, a scary moment for a Kansas woman / mom after she was confronted by a tiger in the ladies' bathroom. It happened at the Shrine Circus in Salina, Kansas this weekend. The tiger is seen leaving the ring and taking off, making a beeline for the women's restroom, of all places.
And then she's all of a sudden face-to-face with the tiger.
Yeah, the lady was in the bathroom with her daughter, and they were walking.
Are they okay?
Out. Yeah, they're fine.
They weren't mauled or anything?
No, nothing happened to the tiger. I'm just wondering if it washed its hands on the way out. If it's one of those dirty tigers that doesn't wash his hands?
No, I'm more worried about dirty cougars, to be honest.
Yeah.
They won't wash... They constantly come after younger,
studly,
more
men.
Virile.
Right.
And that's the problem nowadays.
Those dirty cougars.
Dirty cougs.
The third story I have, and maybe you know this lady.
Hit me.
Her name is Stephanie Larisi, Do you know her?
Why? Is she from Florida? Is that
She's
why?
She's from Florida. She was arrested for stealing $170,000 to pay for?
Crack.
No.
House.
No.
Breast implants.
Breast implants.
Thank you.
$170,000 arrested, or she was arrested. Let's see here.
Does she work at a Hooters? No, they give you free breast implants, so no.
She worked at Robin's Camper Sales in Ormond Beach.
And she wanted some boobs.
And the boss there noticed a discrepancy on bank statements, you think?
$100,000 gone.
He noticed $11,000 in cash was gone.
Now, you know that Florida is so weird that the website FARC and Reddit, the websites FARC and Reddit, have special categories for specific Florida stories.
Why? Is that just because there's so many wackos?
Weird things happen in Florida.
Yeah?
It's just a magnet for it. I happened in Florida.
That's weird.
That's a weird thing. Like, you will see the strangest stories, and it's usually Florida man, Florida woman, combination of the two. And you can't. And my theory behind this is, if your economy is based on Mickey Mouse, mm-hmm. you're going to have weird people.
Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog.
Who do you think wrote that person?
Some weird Floridian.
Who do you think wrote that person? That might be the dumbest thing I've ever said in my life.
Proving that you are a true native of Florida.
I am a Floridian.
You're a weirdo.
What else you got?
You ever been on a first date?
Plenty.
What is the worst thing that's happened to you on a first date?
I never had anything really bad happen.
Nothing crazy?
Nothing crazy.
I had a girl once on a first date who was tripping acid.
She went on a date with you.
And she was tripping acid. We went to eat dinner, and she didn't eat any of her food. Instead, she sat there and stared at me, and then stared at the food, and stared back at me, and then stared at the food. I was like, this is a really weird date. And then she's like, I'm tripping. I'm like, oh, okay, well, this makes perfect sense.
So did you take her home?
I did, and I dropped her off.
And then you went in?
No, I did not go in.
And you went in?
I did not go in.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Dude, yeah, there's no way that you could hook up with somebody that's tripping acid. First date.
You have to wrangle them.
Tripping acid. That's way too much work. How could you? Why would anybody even want to do that?
Why would anybody want to wrangle anybody?
That's true, but the WWE has made a huge, huge profit off of it.
Of wrangling people.
Wrangling people.
You know who else has made a big profit off of wrangling people?
Wranglers.
Exactly. Both Jeep and jeans.
Yeah. Good job, Wranglers. Smart people. So anyway, this is a story of one Donald Bernard McGee. Do you think he's the victim or the suspect?
His name's Donald, so I'm going to say suspect.
Donald Bernard McGee Jr., accused of carjacking Nymeha Millions car on their first date.
How does that happen?
Well, let me read the story to you, and I'll tell you. Nymeha Million had a first date she'll never forget. Good conversation, a long walk in the park, and getting carjacked.
You don't have to read the tease part.
It was on her 21st birthday. She went out with 19-year-old Donald Bernard McGee Jr., whom she told police she met after he started sending her text messages.
I mean, we already teased it.
I told you I'd read the story.
Okay.
The two strolled through Boynton Beach Park until 10 p.m. when the couple went to a nearby Wendy's to wait for McGee's brother. But instead of stealing a kiss,
he steals the car.
McGee allegedly whipped out a gun and stole her car.
And then he didn't call her after that, and she's so upset about that.
And she wrote a love letter to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert. I met the greatest guy, but he stole my car. Should I ask him out on a second date?
Signed, Nymeha. She told the station that she has no plans to date anyone else soon.
No kidding.
So there's just some headlines.
I loved them.
I did too. Let's do them again.
All right, hit me from the top.
Okay. Louis Tyler accused of smuggling pot in what kind of a machine?
That's a machine?
Uh-huh.
Crock pot.
No.
Turkey baster.
No.
Sandwich press.
No.
Facebook.
Not a machine.
The Dreamatorium.
No.
A case of beer.
No.
Treasure chest.
No.
F-52 bomber.
No.
The Last Dance with Charlize Theron.
No.
That's a movie.
That is a movie.
It's not a movie.
What kind of machine did Louis Tyler smuggle pot in?
An elephant making machine.
No.
The Land Rover.
No.
The Lunar Lander.
No.
A grapefruit press.
No. Okay.
The Jell-O.
No.
Cloud machine.
No.
Bacon grease.
No bacon grease.
Salmonella.
Not a machine.
MySpace.
What kind of machine did Louis Tyler smuggle pot in?
Hamster cage.
No.
The 1972 Denver Broncos.
That's wrong.
Morgan Colony Gilbert for the people.
What? What is that?
It's a law firm from Florida.
Still.
And their slogan.
Might be a law machine, but not a real machine.
Judge Reinhold, the actor.
No. Judge Reinhold. Wasn't he in Weekend at Bernie's?
Yes. Like, and he was in Beverly Hills Cop 1 through 3.
Yeah, he was. He always had dumb face.
What Louis machine?
Tyler. Yeah, Louis Tyler accused of smuggling pot in what kind of machine?
It's an arcade game.
It's an arcade game.
Galaga.
No.
Tempest.
No.
Metroid.
No.
Track and Field.
No.
Donkey Kong.
No.
Donkey Kong Jr.
No.
1942.
No.
Hamburger Time.
No.
Bubble Bobble.
No.
Street Fighter.
No.
Street Fighter 2.
No.
Street Fighter 2 Alpha.
No.
Street Fighter 2 Street Edition.
You know too many Street Fighter games. No.
Mortal Kombat.
No.
Mortal Kombat 2.
No.
Mortal Kombat 3.
No.
Mortal Kombat 3 Gold Edition. Mortal no. Kombat 3 Turbo.
No. Older.
Older than that?
Mm-hmm.
Pong.
Not that old.
Tetris.
Young, older.
NFL Blitz.
No.
Killer Instinct.
No.
Pac-Man.
Yes.
Combo Breaker.
No wonder Pac-Man wants to eat everything.
Ow! Oh, man! That is a headline! Oh! Pac-Man's hungry because the weed is in it!
Well, there you go. That's
thank you, Infinite Agency.
Thank you, Infinite Agency, for stopping by. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's going to conclude another edition of the Greg and Greg Show.
Centipede.
No, we're done with the story. Story's over. No more video games.
Oh.
Boo no!
Out. Boo out!
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.